From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate is taking up a massive budget bill that was just barely approved by the House last night, a measure that would cap the budgets of most federal agencies at current levels while providing funding for the war in Afghanistan. Congress must pass a spending bill to keep the government operating through next September, but the House bill faces uncertain prospects in the Senate. The Senate may begin debate today on the tax cut agreement worked out by President Obama and Republican leaders. But NPR's David Wellner reports, despite some intense lobbying by the White House, many senators from both parties remain wary of the deal.
Emerging from a Capitol Hill briefing by White House officials on the tax cut extensions, Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin said he was not ready yet to vote for the deal.
It's being changed even as we speak. Things are happening, things are moving, so it's a kind of a moving target, and I'm not going to make any absolute decision on yes or no until I see what that final thing is.
And Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says he wants to try to amend the agreement.
If we are going to pass it, and I'm still, again, we're still looking at it ourselves, then I think we ought to have other things that constrain spending down the road, because $900 billion, I think we're all shocked at the sticker price of it.
Republicans are blocking all other legislation until the Bush-era tax cuts are extended. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Senate takes a key vote later this morning on legislation passed by the House called the DREAM Act, which creates a path to legal status for foreign-born young people brought to the U.S. illegally who either serve in the military or go to college. But GOP Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas says the bill lacks public support.
The American people told Congress to change course, to put the American people first, to generate jobs, and to strengthen the economy. Unfortunately, it seems that some Democrats have learned nothing and forgotten everything about what the American people want.
The bill needs 60 votes in the Senate to advance. The race for governor of Minnesota has finally been decided more than a month after the election. Minnesota Public Radio's Matt Sepik reports a hand recount of more than 2 million ballots has confirmed Democrat Mark Dayton as the winner over Republican Tom Emmer by a scant 9,000 votes.
Dayton, a wealthy department store heir who campaigned on taxing the rich, pledged to work with the new Republican legislature to erase a $6 billion budget deficit. Dayton says he'll take office January 3rd with a mix of humility and determination.
I feel mindful of the awesome responsibility that has been entrusted to me by the voters of Minnesota. I feel resolved to do my very, very best.
The recount means Dayton has less than a month to hire staff. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
A senior Chinese official has met with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il about the crisis on the Korean Peninsula. The two were said to come to some consensus about the matter, but no further details were given. This is NPR News from Washington. UN peacekeepers in Haiti have been firing tear gas canisters to disperse crowds of people protesting results of the country's disputed presidential election. Popular Haitian singer Michel Martelly says he's filing a legal challenge to the election results, which exclude him from a runoff in the race. Lawmakers in Britain will decide today on whether to triple university tuition to a cap of $16,000 there. Larry Miller reports the issue is sparking a number of protests.
Students protesting an increase in university tuition, which critics claim will stop the poor going to college. The government disputes that because a 30-year payback only starts when a graduate's income hits $33,000. To win the vote, the conservatives need the support of their coalition partners, the Liberal Democrats. But they campaigned against raising tuition. While there's dissension in their ranks, Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg backs it.
To govern is indeed to choose, particularly when there's not very much money. And we have chosen, and I'm not going to apologize for this for 1 minute.
For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama has made a guest appearance on the Discovery Channel program Mythbusters, which tests the truth behind popular myths. Mr. Obama says he came on to promote interest in science, math, and technology.
I have a personal interest in this as president because nothing's more important to our country's future than getting young people engaged in math and science.
The president challenged the Mythbuster team to test an ancient myth. Did Archimedes set fire to an invading Roman fleet using only mirrors to concentrate rays of the sun?
I expect you guys to figure this out, get to the bottom of this once and for all, and then report back to me.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for